5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, convenient travel blade cover, and for those of you who are still on the fence, Harry's has a 100% quality guarantee. Harry's is so confident you'll love their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of this show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code INSIDESTL.
Blues Ticket Tuesdays are back again this season at Hot Shots. You can qualify to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots during every Tuesday game this season. All you have to do is show up to be entered to win. Cheer on the Blues with awesome food and drink specials, including Bud Family Products, Jack Daniels, Tarasenko Tea, Pareco Bombs, Blues Sampler Appetizers, and more. Hot Shots has been home to Blues fans for over 25 years. Visit HotShotsNet.com for more details.
Up the ante this weekend at mybookie.ag and start cashing in on your game day picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports book for all your betting needs, NFL, college, football, hockey, and more. MyBookie has the best odds plus action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand with beautiful live dealers working in real time. And when you win big, MyBookie has the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO to get an extra 50% on your first deposit. That's an extra 50% on your first deposit by using the promo code RADIO. That's 844-900-2387 or sign up online using promo code RADIO. You can also sign up on your phone at mybookie.ag today. Bet with the biggest, bet with the best, only at MyBookie.
Doug Vaughn here. My friends at Bertarelli Cutlery are carving out great deals on knives, cutting boards, butcher block tables, and food processing equipment. Bring your own knives to 1927 Marconi on the Hill, and they'll sharpen while you shop. The craftsmen at Bertarelli can also sharpen lawnmower blades, chainsaws, hedge trimmers, swords, and axes. Oh my! That's Bertarelli Cutlery at 1927 Marconi on the Hill.
It takes 4 essential ingredients to brew Bud Light. Barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's some sound effects of bottles opening. Here's to the beer you can always count on, brewed to be America's favorite light lager, Bud Light, famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots!
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise into Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Check out Famous Footwear's grand opening celebration for a chance to win free shoes. It's all happening on November 4th at the Shops of Mid Rivers in St. Peter's. Stop by any time between open and 5 p.m. That's Famous Footwear at the Shops of Mid Rivers. Famous Footwear. Step forward.
Vineyards Playhouse. Bob's is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
What's that?
Nothing.
The brown stain on the mattress.
I don't even know what that means. It's still fun.
What's he saying? The brown stain on the mustard?
Mattress.
Oh, brown stain on the mattress.
You know what that is.
I think we've all been there. Good afternoon, and welcome to that. That music sounds very loud to me. Very loud.
Okay.
Welcome to the November 1st edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Amini's in Chesterfield Valley under the Copper Dome. Boys, there's a lot of good stuff under that dome. We'll talk about it and how you can still have some pretty cool stuff delivered to your house in time for the holidays. Make your basement the place everybody wants to go. But first, this.
Hey!
All right, around the room we go at the control board. It is from Birmingham, England. Birmingham, England.
Hey, that was not my bad.
Sad. Well, who else is sitting there?
This,
it's what?
It's the button's fault.
The button? What about the button?
It's the button's fault.
What about it?
That's what it is.
No, it's not.
It is. I hit it. You saw me hit it. I hit it three times.
You didn't hit it hard enough.
Let's move along.
Let's do it again. From Birmingham, England. See?
All right, well.
It's that guy who
How
does
about
that
if
stuff.
You say from, right? You hit it when,
I,
when
but
he
I,
says from.
He did. He's, that's when he's supposed to hit it. He says he hit it. It didn't work, he says. Funny, it
I
works
think,
now.
Is it on the computer?
It's on the computer.
He is Trevor Limey Phillips. Say hi to your... I guess to say hi to your mom and dad, because that's what you do. So say hi to your mom and dad.
Hello, mom and dad.
I told you. Boy, he's in here a lot lately. Bill Cleveland is here. We're glad to have him here. He's got an on-the-road segment and an appearance coming up he'll tell you about. Bill, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Got a great email from somebody that says, let me see if I can... Are you able to stop the music and then just pick it right back up?
Yep.
I got an email.
Uh-oh.
Hang on here.
Uh-oh.
And it says,
the noise.
This person wonders why, says, is the reason Dan doesn't have a nickname is because it'd be too confusing for him?
Oh, my.
That's insulting.
That's rude.
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
So, you can start the music again now. Tim Woodburn is not just
Wait,
a...
you didn't finish.
What? Say hi to your sponsor.
This is going really smooth.
Yes, it is. Say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. And if you're thinking about retiring, you can give Mark and Jason a call, and they will check out your portfolio and see if you're all set up. They are a member of Stiefel, which is a member of SIPC.
They're not a member of Stiefel.
They're with Stiefel.
And Stiefel is a member. This is Stiefel. The worst show
okay, wait.
We've ever done.
They're with Stiefel. Mark and Jason are with Stiefel.
Mark and
and it's a
Foster
member
Brooks.
Of SIPC and NYSE.
Mm-hmm.
For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Worst show ever. He's not just a newsman. He's the James Garner of this show, at least. He's a private investigator. He is Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hi to everybody.
I want to say hi to everybody. I just want to say I'm upset that Bill didn't bring in hand soap for us for Halloween today. He likes to give out to all the kids.
Are you clear? That's right.
Up.
He did say that.
Here, have some hand soap, Junior. Nice joke. Here's some more soap.
We talked about this
yesterday.
Here's some more lotion. Eat that lotion. It tastes good.
Bill, you're the one that said you gave out hand lotion.
No, I didn't.
You get your turn. Your turn's
on,
coming up.
Yeah,
your turn's
later.
Coming up. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. I'm going to ask you to stop the music again. Stop it because this is very concerning. Listen to this. This is from Steve, a listener. Hi, Frank. I'm AM in the PM. I heard you mention Rat Boy is missing. Remember that Limey is an experienced exterminator.
Oh. Oh, my goodness.
He says, just a thought. It is interesting. Rat Boy has been with us forever. But along comes Limey. Along comes Limey. 4 years as an exterminator, and now Rat Boy is still missing.
And the and it was in the Uranus paper, correct?
Headline.
Yeah.
In the Uranus Daily News.
Yeah.
Rat Boy is missing. That was the headline.
To the January 31st of next year.
So you're still licensed.
I'm still licensed.
Yeah. Through this year. Whoa, through this year.
Anybody got some bug problems? I guess
there was a fly in here yesterday. You can do a darn thing about it. The fly was in here for 3 hours.
Apparently you have a rat problem because our boy's missing. Rat boy. Fortunately, we have recorded what he used to say. This is going to be painful, but here's what he used to say.
Jeez.
All the time.
Oh, poor guy.
My goodness, I don't know.
Should I start the music again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that polka music, yeah, it is the worst. That is provided by none other than the greatest radio studio polka orchestra in St. Louis, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
Yeah,
there you
go. The greatest. And the guy who never messes up.
He always gets it back on track.
He does. We're brought to you by Amini's. You can have, now let me just, we got a pool table like 25 years ago, 30 years ago. No, about 26 years ago. Didn't get it from Amini's. There was no Amini's. Had there been, that's where we'd have bought it. It is one of the best things we ever did because when my late father-in-law, the world's greatest father-in-law and greatest grandpa, was with us, when the holidays would come, he'd go down there to that pool table. And he had the greatest time playing pool with my kids when they were little. It is a terrific way for a family to get together. I want to say in the basement. Some people don't put them in the basement. They put them upstairs in the main, you know, if they have a big room upstairs, wherever you put it. It's one of those things that while not everybody likes the same music, not everybody wants to watch the same TV show, you get a pool table, pinball machine, arcade game, that kind of thing. Shuffleboard table, that's another thing. Everybody has fun. And the other great thing about it is those relatives that you get to come over for the holidays and you can't stand them, but you have to have them over, send them downstairs to the Amini stuff. You won't have to talk to them. They'll get wrapped up in a pinball machine or a pool table or shuffleboard or go down and listen to the jukebox from me. They have those jukeboxes with bubbles like the, I love that. It's like the bubble water in there. And they have all that stuff. They have tremendous furniture, the best furniture made in the world. And I know it doesn't seem like patio season because it's not, but it will be, thank goodness, before you know it. Now might be a good time to start thinking about that. A lot of stuff that you're going to want, they can have it delivered to you easily for the holidays. You need to get in there. You're going to love this store. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, in the heart of Chesterfield Valley, Amini's.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota,
in the building.
Oklahoma, Tampa.
He's brought to you by Window World.
Oh.
The number one sell. What?
Oh, Tim was singing along with it.
I mean, cut me off.
I did.
He did.
All right, edit, you know what? Edit all of that out.
Got it.
Let's just start with.
Got it.
Start the music again.
Yep.
Edit point 3, 2, 1.
I've been to Reno, Chicago.
Bill Cleveland's in the house. He is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Only not even 15 years in business, almost 50,000 homes in the St. Louis area have replacement windows from Window World. Would you please give it up for the man who is getting closer and closer to being able to say he has been everywhere? Bill Cleveland.
Thank you so much. Welcome. Appreciate that.
Now, before you do anything, we need to address something here. You said off the air a while ago, you have never, how did it start? He's never had soup.
Chicken noodle soup.
Yeah, you've never tasted chicken noodle soup. Mm-mm. How is that really? Possible?
I just have no desire.
Even when a kid?
Or macaroni and cheese.
I've had macaroni
and
cheese.
But he hates it.
I don't like it.
No,
I think that stems from this microphone sounds weird. I think that stems from
a childhood problem.
Like I didn't like something happened to me maybe as a kid eating macaroni and cheese.
Maybe you had an abusive relative like an aunt or grandma should just jam it down your throat or something.
No, I do not like macaroni and cheese. What was the other thing? Oh, chili. I don't eat chili either.
That's love chili.
That is ridiculous.
I can't
you're,
help
you're
it.
Saying chili like any chili. There's got to be some chili.
No.
Steak and Shake chili,
no.
Wendy's chili.
No,
they're two totally different
it,
chilies.
Just the consistency. No, nothing. I don't like it.
Remember that joke you told where the family was on the side of the highway just eating grass? The Cleveland family.
Yeah.
It's the Clevelands.
Wow. And you don't like any soup.
No soup at all?
All right, so what,
no
what's
soup
the,
for me. Yeah.
What's the misunderstanding where we thought you said you handed out lotion or hand cream
well,
or something?
Well, because I posted a photo on Facebook yesterday, and Limey over there just screwed the whole thing up. No, a few years ago, I got home for Halloween. It was late. I didn't have anything, and I thought, well, I got to put something out there. And so as a traveler, you collect all those little, you know, those little shampoo
sure.
bottles from the...
Sure.
And so I had this gigantic tub of, you know, shampoo and conditioner and all that, and I just thought it would be funny, and I threw it in the little orange jack-o'-lantern thing
funny
and, put
for
it,
you.
And put it on the front porch. That wasn't standing
real
out
nice.
There.
You're lucky.
Lotion to
no,
people.
You're lucky some kids didn't burn your house.
You're probably
or
soap
right.
your windows with it.
Now, before you do anything,
yes,
I have
sir.
To say that this is a special day. This is Richard Yates' birthday today. Not you say, who's Richard Yates?
Who's Richard Yates?
No, I didn't mean you actually had to say
that.
Pretty funny, though. I don't know him, but I know this. He's a big listener, and he and his wife listen to the joke every day and the show usually. So, Richard, you got a good wife there. She alerted me to this like a month ago that it was your birthday today. So, happy birthday, Richard Yates. This
happy
will
birthday.
Be the Richard Yates edition of the Playhouse. And now, Bill, it's all yours.
All right. We're going to talk about Texas, obviously. We talked about Los Angeles, Southern California last week because of the Dodgers being in the World Series. Very excited for that
Ooh,
game tonight,
game
by
seven,
the way.
Oh, tonight, game seven. I told
fun.
You I wanted to see seven
It'll be a
games.
Lot of fun. So I thought I'd talk about a few museums to see in Texas. There are a lot of really cool things you can check out. Here are five of my favorites. The Sixth Floor Museum. Do you know what this is?
Museum on the sixth floor.
That's the book depository?
That is right. Stemming from the JFK assassination, you can actually go into... where it all supposedly, according to the government, happened and went down. So you go into the museum, you go up to the sixth floor, and they have the area where Oswald was shooting out of, and it's sectioned off.
I've been in it.
Yeah, me too. It's pretty
It's awesome.
Neat. Yeah, it's pretty
spooky.
Pretty. And the thing I like about the museum, honestly, is they don't really push a narrative on you. They sort of present all of the evidence and all of these artifacts and all of these things, and you can go around and explore and kind of, you know, make up your mind what you really think may have happened that day or why it happened.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy.
Yeah, but it's pretty interesting. All right. Now, speaking of presidents, there are three presidential museums in Texas. Do you know who those three presidents from Texas are? Or
all right, I'm George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
I would think Bush Sr.
Mm-hmm.
And
LBJ.
LBJ.
Hey,
that
very
is
good,
right.
Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always tell people, regardless of your politics, there are no better museums than these presidential museums. They are phenomenal.
Have you seen the Reagan?
I have not. I know they've got the big Air Force One.
That's the only one I've seen.
Is that?
It is tremendous.
Can I ask a stupid question? Once you've been the president, do you get to like choose between a library or a museum, or do you just instantly get both?
So they call them presidential libraries. They're run by the National Archives. So so people can go there and you can research through all of their documents, all of their papers. But there's also a museum part of it as well. So it's sort of two things in one. So,
okay.
So you go to the library, you can see all these documents and things that they've, you know, I mean, we're talking millions of pieces of paper and different things, emails now and everything. So they
That's
have the museums
cool.
as well. All right. So in Houston, they have a thing called the Houston Museum District. There are 19 museums in four different walkable zones. This is really, really cool. There are tons of really great museums. You've got the Museum of Natural Science, of course, the Houston Zoo. They have a thing called the Health Museum, which sounds horrible, but it's actually very interesting. The Children's Museum of Houston is very cool. The Holocaust Museum, tons of museums in the Houston Museum District to check out. All right, the Space Center Houston. Has anyone been there?
No, I'd like to go there.
Pretty neat. If you are going to go, make sure you take the NASA tram tour. It takes you to the historic Mission Control, where they monitored
I
all
live
of the...
There.
Oh, no, I think you live in Florida.
No, Kennedy Space Center is... Oh, no, that's right, forget it.
Really ruined it.
Nailed that mind.
Any idea how many people right now just tuned away?
Yeah. Never mind.
All of them.
Wow. Good. I just tuned out. And last but not least, the Alamo. The Alamo Mission in San Antonio, home of the famous 1836 battle. That's something to check out. So there are a few. If you want to check out more, you can go to billontheroad.com. Got them all listed there. And I got to mention real quick, this Saturday I will be in beautiful Jefferson County, Missouri. For anyone who is out there, I'll be at the Jefferson County Public Library. 1 o'clock, I'll be doing a book thing. It sounds boring. Like these, when you say you're going to be speaking
great
at a library.
Great selling point.
It sounds horrible.
You're too hard on yourself.
It sounds horrible, but they are really a lot of fun. And actually, I met one of your advertisers, Thompson Price. He came to one in St. Louis.
Where's the Jefferson County Library?
In Arnold. So we got there at 1 o'clock. So there you go. I'm Bill Clevland, on the road and on 590 The Fan.
All right, Bill.
Do you want to call the lunch lady real quick?
Yeah, go ahead. Speaking of Tom Price, we said earlier he was on 3 of our trips. He's been on 6, mm-hmm. Dan.
Oh, wow.
6. So he sent me a text and corrected me. You get corrected by an advertiser. You pay attention to it. Dan's calling the lunch lady because... getting a lot of emails from people. So you're going to call Norman? We are going to call Norman. Lunch lady.
Right now. It's ringing. You can pick it up.
Call the lunch lady right now. Tim, you've never heard the lunch lady.
I have not.
She's fantastic. Mm-hmm. She's great. This is the phone ringing.
Hey, how are you?
Fine.
One little, two little, three little witches. Down beside the haystack. Pulling up the britches. But anywho, today we are going to have bee's knees.
Bee's knees?
Bad ears.
Bad ears.
Bony soup. Oh my goodness, and for dessert, liver mixed with apple pie.
That sounds great.
What's going to be on top?
What?
Oh man. Prune whip.
You're talking.
And I know Mr. Boyd would like that.
Who?
But anyway, Mr. Boyd, how's your mama? Hope she's okay.
Uh-huh.
I haven't talked to you for a long time, but anywho, I went to my basement late one night. I did the mash. I did the monster mash.
Oh, boy.
The monster mash. Yes, I did. But anywho, everyone try and have a nice night. Mm-hmm. And please, did y'all see on TV about New York City?
We know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I tell you, this world's going to come to an end soon, I think.
Yeah, you're going to drive
yourself
crazy.
But anywho, I'm going to get out here and go up to the, give out candy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Meeting some now, but I don't care. Okay, love, bye.
Mm-hmm. We decided she's single because her husband killed himself.
Yep. I don't think she's ever been married, has she?
Well, there's a surprise. That was the lunch lady. We'll check in with her from time to time, and we will check in with Norman. Happy birthday again to Richard Yates. Yes.
Have you ever heard her, Tim?
No.
The lunch
never.
Lady?
Oh.
She used to be.
It gets worse and worse.
She used to be with the National Geological Society.
Geological Society.
And she would read the lunch menu. On a recording.
Now, did she do a lunch menu and, just now? She didn't do a menu.
Oh, just a fake menu.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. She does. Yeah,
she did mashed potatoes and gravy.
But she does the menu for this retirement home now. So that's it. So
it's a good story.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome. A couple of quick emails. The most disturbing email was the one that reminded us that Limey is an exterminator and Rat Boy is missing. I don't know what else to say there. This is from your mom.
Oh, please.
Oh, wow.
No, it is.
Oh,
really?
This is fun.
Her name is Ann, correct?
It is. That is my mom's name.
She says she'd like to come meet everybody. That's fine. She can do that. Your birthday is Monday.
It is.
Have lunch with her. Bring her over. We'll meet her. She says she likes the movie guy. That would be Dan Buffa. Well, that's good because he's hired. She says, I think the traveling correspondent's name is Bill. I hope I didn't get his name right.
Thanks, Mom. While he's sitting in the room.
Here's the best part. She's talking about Bill Clevland, and she says, why hasn't anyone mentioned how cute he is?
Oh, that's so nice.
Well, there's a reason nobody's mentioned it.
Has she seen a picture?
It's radio.
No, she saw him on Facebook page.
Oh.
Bill... She Very says nice. Nobody talks about how cute you are. And then she's the one that said is the reason Dan doesn't have a nickname is because it'd be too confusing for him.
Oh.
That was my mom?
Yeah.
Mom.
And she said,
Mom,
your new group photo looks like a lineup at a police station.
Oh, I God. Like your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's Who a firecracker. Like
she closes it, listener, since the beginning of the move. I think the AM and the PM group have become a team. Good listening. Your mom.
Well, thank you.
Thank
you.
And I can't believe yesterday in the scary movies that I forgot this movie, because this is one of the most realistic, frightening movies ever. The Hitcher with Rutger Hauer. Not the remade Hitcher, but the original movie called The Hitcher with Rutger Hauer. It will scare you to death. I can't believe I forgot that yesterday. And we'll save the rest of it. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
So, this little old lady has an appointment with the gynecologist. And the nurse comes in and says, just disrobe. Take off all your clothes, and the doctor, you know how that you sit on that tissue paper. And so she says, okay, I have to take all my clothes off. She said, yes, ma'am, all your clothes. And the doctor comes in, and the nurse warns the doctor. She says, doctor, there's an old lady in there, and there's quite an aroma, quite a bad odor. I'm just going to warn you. He says, well, thank you, Nurse Jenkins. And he goes in, and sure enough, as soon as he walks in, whoo, whoo, and he says, how are you, Mrs. Lindemann? And she says, what? He says, how are you, Mrs. Lindemann?
I'm fine, doctor.
And he says, Mrs. Lindemann, I don't mean to be rude or anything, but... do you bathe?
Of course I bathe. What kind of question is that?
He says, well, I'm just concerned about your hygiene. How often do you bathe? And the whole time he's just eyes are watering. It's just horrible foul odor.
I try to bathe almost every day.
He says, well, how do you bathe, Mrs. Lindemann? Describe to me the process. How do you bathe?
She says, well, I start at the top of my head, and I wash down as far as possible, and then I wash my feet, and I wash up as far as possible.
He says, well, maybe you need to go home and wash possible.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now with Tory Lyons.
Bumper-to-bumper westbound 3141 to a crash at New Sugar Creek should be just about wrapped up. A medical emergency in a vehicle westbound 364 at Maryland Heights Expressway. The usual volume out of the city westbound 64 and a vehicle into a house on Forestwood south of Chambers in Ferguson. Check out Famous Footwear's grand opening celebration for a chance to win free shoes. It's all happening November 4th at the Shops of Mid Rivers in St. Peter's. Stop by any time between open and 5 p.m. That's Famous Footwear at the Shops of Mid Rivers. I'm Tory Lyons for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Show your grit and don't miss your Grizzlies as they battle the young and hungry Orlando Magic tonight, November 1st at 7 p.m. For the best seats to this game, call 901-888-HOOP or shop grizzlies.com today.
Dad was a Bud Light lineman, or is a Bud Light lineman.
Yeah, he was. He was BLL.
Yeah, yes, he was. Eddie McVeigh here from Maggie O'Brien's. The next time you're downtown for lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, please come see us. We are open 7 days a week and are a premier spot before and after Blues and Cards games, as well as all concerts downtown. I look forward to seeing you and truly appreciate your business. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street. Union Station is next to us.
So the Bud Light lime, he would drink the Bud Light lime, and I'd wake up the next day and I'd have a contract signed for some sales deal. That's how I always got Hoosiered. Deal.
Up the ante this weekend at mybookie.ag and start cashing in on your game day picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports book for all your betting needs, NFL, college, football, hockey, and more. MyBookie has the best odds, plus action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand with beautiful live dealers working in real time. And when you win big, MyBookie has the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO to get an extra 50% on your first deposit. That's an extra 50% on your first deposit by using the promo code RADIO. That's 844-900-2387 or sign up online using promo code RADIO. You can also sign up on your phone at mybookie.ag today. Bet with the biggest, bet with the best, only at MyBookie.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light: barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's the sound of barley malting. It's super quiet. Sorry. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager. Bud Light, famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise into Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the NFL action this year? Head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. Start a tab before Rams games this season, and if they lose, you get half off. That's good for food, drinks, and shots. The beautiful DB's ladies serve the full menu until 2 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and Sundays till 7. Don't forget to take DB's free golf cart shuttles to and from the home Cardinal games. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the NFL.
Want a new home before the holidays? During the month of November, McBride & Son Homes is having a home for the holiday sales event. McBride & Son buyers will save $5,000 to an incredible $95,000 on inventory homes, and you can be in your new home before the holidays. McBride currently has over 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in in over 40 communities across the metro area. It's the McBride & Son Home for the Holidays inventory sale. Save thousands this November only. Don't miss it.
It's time, Grizz Nation. Join Mike, Mark, and your Memphis Grizzlies as they square off against the Indiana Pacers Wednesday, November 15th at 7 p.m. For great seats to this game, call 901-888-HOOP or shop grizzlies.com.
Southern California, we go. That's where Mike Evans resides. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn. I went to the smokehouse today on the way here because my wife is 1 week out of surgery, back surgery, big back surgery, 1 week ago today. And being a loving husband, I went and picked up four of those Merv's Bionic apples.
Oh,
yeah. That's me. That's how I roll. And I'll be taking those home tonight. I mention that because Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They're only closed on Monday. That's right. They're open Sunday, just Monday. And they deserve a day off. You'll see why when you go there. And you need reservations for dinner because this is one fantastic restaurant. You even need reservations like Tuesday, Wednesday night when a lot of restaurants are dying. Not them. Gift cards, gift cards, gift cards. Great idea. Everybody loves gift cards from Annie Guns of the Smokehouse. Give it up, if you would, please, for Mike Evans. Yay, Mike. Hello.
Oh. Game 7 tonight.
I'll tell you what, I'm not a big sports guy, but if there's a Game 7 of the World Series, I'm there.
Cause yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That's going to be great. And I
predict the Dodgers will win.
I'm going to go Houston. And okay. If you want to lay down something on it, I'll be happy to accommodate you.
$100.
Done.
Okay.
I gave up gambling in March, but I make a few side exceptions.
$100.
Done.
All righty, Dan. All right. Anyway.
No.
Not today, buddy.
Not on his watch.
All right, Dan. One quiz question last week was all about celebrities who hate. This week it's all about celebrities who love. Today, name the name of the celebrity who loves coffee. Who drinks coffee there?
I do.
I drink about a half cup every other day.
Neither do I. Mm-mm. Hey, what's up, Bill?
I have one cup. Are we interrupting your conversation?
No, William Cleveland is in the house today.
Who walked in?
Billy Cleveland is here.
Little Billy Cleveland, what up, homie?
What's up, homie? I don't drink coffee.
I drink one cup a day. I drink one cup in the morning when I first get up. That's all I have. This celebrity drinks 8 to 10 cups a day, loves your coffee, spends a fortune on imported coffee, has it flown in from Brazil.
Oh, my goodness.
Britney Spears. Katy Perry. Katie Holmes. Jada Pinkett Smith. Alright, Dan. Yeah, talk about the World Series, as Vince Scully would say, and the suspense goes one more notch. I've used that when I played tennis with Frank O. After we've had about 15 or 20 deuce games, $5 waiting on the who's going to win the game.
That was when I gambled.
That's when I you heard me use that sentence. Suspense goes one more notch. Love Nuggets, Bradley Cooper, who has been known for being a bit aloof and cold, but not any longer. Not since he had his daughter, Leah, and that's with his model fiancée.
If he has a little boy, it looks just like him. You ought to call him Mini,
here it comes.
Mini Cooper.
See, there he goes.
Thanks, everybody.
That's a good one, Franco.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. I like that. That's a good one, Franco.
Thank you.
His model fiance is Irina Shayk. Bradley says that he's a new man, full of love for the world.
That's beautiful.
And it's all because of fatherhood.
That's beautiful.
That is beautiful. No surprise that Andy Dick was fired not from one but from two movies that he's involved with for sexual harassment. There have been so many others who have accused Dick over the years of sexual harassment. This guy really is an Andy.
Mm-hmm.
How about
Dustin Hoffman? Did you see that one?
I saw Dustin Hoffman, okay. Jeremy Piven, and I mean, they just keep coming out of the wall.
Oh, yeah. It's
keep your penis in your pants, homie. They don't know what's wrong with these people. As if they couldn't, you know, have a relationship.
This is going to be taken wrong by somebody, but when you, as a starlet, allow it, and word gets out, and you tell your other little starlet friends who want to be stars, hey, I slept with so-and-so, and I got a movie part, and that's all you have to do, and they do it, it's
going to
happen.
I'm taking exception to that. I mean, you know, and my next item, I love my next item. It's maybe my favorite item of the entire year. Okay?
Right.
Don't forget Kevin Spacey. Now it looks like with the House of Cards falling. See what I did there? I hear he may just go back to Paris. He has a home in Paris and just retire.
Fine. He's got plenty of money. He was always creepy.
Weinstein fallout. Several comedians of yesteryear are sending apologies to Monica Lewinsky, Jay Leno, Howie Mandel, Roseanne Barr, Howard Stern, David Letterman, apologizing for all the years that they've been making fun of her years ago. Monica sent word to Letterman saying, I appreciate what you've said, your apology. And she pointed out, while I have been the subject of global humiliation back in those days, I was actually just another victim of a sexual predator.
That is true.
She's 20 years old. Here's a 50-year-old boss. Come on in here for a second. I want to show you. So why don't you move up in the White House?
And why isn't his name lumped in with all these other names?
Absolutely. And I think that these comedians stepping forward and apologizing to Monica, and Monica makes a great point. She was a victim of a sexual predator.
I did it before anybody else did it.
Oh, wait a minute. You're going to try to talk
don't
like
even
this.
Try
to
read
it.
Don't
so
even
much
try.
Better.
Don't even
leg.
Try to do
you're
it
now
better.
You're messing down your
this
legs.
This is ridiculous.
Put on the diaper
this
for yourself.
This is a bunch of crap. This is ridiculous.
Anyway.
No.
Almost.
Odds and ends. Two major cities being hit with new crime waves. In San Francisco, a car is broken into every 2 minutes.
Yeah. Hmm.
in New York, a senior citizen is being mugged every 3 hours.
That car That's must not. Cool. That car must not have any windows left. If it, you said a car is broken, who owns that car?
Yeah, see, you know that you did good. You did good with Mini Me.
I sell that car. That car is broken into every 2 minutes. I get rid of it.
Now you're making it worse, homie.
I made it funny.
No, you didn't make it funny.
I just want to let everyone know that's not me.
See, now there he goes. Now you got him. Anyway.
No.
Talk about odd with odds and ends. There are some stores in Hawaii who lock up, keep under lock and key, cigarettes, drugs, condoms, and spam because of the thievery. People stealing spam in Hawaii because it's so popular.
Look, you're from Hawaii. You know this. I've only been a couple of times. Spam is huge in Hawaii.
More spam is sold in Hawaii than all other 49 states combined.
They have spam at McDonald's, I think.
They have spam at McDonald's. Spam and eggs with rice, and it's fabulous with a little soy sauce on it.
For anybody who's never tried it, and I'm not kidding, it looks disgusting, but if you slice spam thin and fry it like bacon, it's tremendous.
It is good.
Little rice, scrambled eggs, a little soy sauce on it, you're going to love it to death.
It's good.
People, they actually keep in spam under lock and key. You have to ask for somebody to unlock it to get your spam.
Then why doesn't any restaurant in America have it on their menu? Not a single restaurant has spam on their menu.
Now you're getting mad.
You haven't been to Hawaii. You haven't been to Hawaii.
I'm just asking.
Well, he just told you they had a McDonald's. Is that Billy Clevelin's spam? You know what I'm saying?
No, that's him. But that's like asking why don't all other restaurants in this country have toasted ravioli? Because it's fantastic. Right. It's only St. Louis. I don't know the answer to that. And I think it's because spam looks disgusting. But until you...
Well, when you open up a can and it comes out in a gel,
how about this? Bacon, it looks kind of disgusting when it's raw.
It doesn't. It looks great.
Okay, I'm wrong.
You're not wrong, Franco.
I think you need to know. You're wrong.
Frank and I are right.
You need to know that Bill Clevelin has never had chicken noodle soup. How about that?
Sure.
Absolutely true.
Never had it.
Bill Clevelin, are you pulling my lanyard?
No, I swear to God, I've never had it.
That is
weird. Hey, Frank Opinion, I heard a joke today, and Frank knows every joke in the world, about the woman takes the baby in and the baby's malnourished.
Go ahead.
And the doctor says, well, is this baby bottle fed?
Grandmother.
Yeah. She's pulling on her boob, nipples getting longer and longer. You have no milk. Punchline is?
He has to go ahead and tell it.
Okay. Punchline is?
I'm the baby's grandmother.
I'm the baby's grandmother.
But I'm sure glad I came in.
See, I didn't know that. That next line, which makes it even better.
I'll take the rim shot now.
Okay. That was wrong.
God. This is the worst show ever. It now officially is the worst show we've ever done. This
show is in the hall.
However, there's always a however.
Oh my goodness!
Wow.
Edit this whole show out. Edit it.
And finally,
take it out of the podcast.
Eliminate it. This is the highlight of your show, Franco, and you know it.
Well, today it is.
Name the name of the celebrity who loves coffee, drinks 8 to 10 cups a day, has her coffee imported from Brazil, spends fortune to do it. Britney Spears, Katy Perry, Katie Holmes, Jada Pinkett Smith.
That's a tough one. Limey?
I'm going to go with Jada Pinkett Smith.
Say Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes.
Dan. I'm going to go with Pinky Smith, too.
Tim?
Katie Holmes.
Katy Perry.
Oh, you stupid ignorant. Jada Pinkett Smith is a health nut. She only eats like celery. The answer is Britney Spears.
Oh.
Have a great day, Mike Kevin. I'm in Los Angeles soon to be the world champion at home with the Los Angeles Dodgers.
How many of those words did you understand?
None. Imagine a new listener.
Oh my God.
A new listener just happened to find the station today, and they heard that. They just go, "What am I listening to?"
He said, "I'm Mike Evans in Los Angeles, home of the soon to be Los Angeles, world champion Los Angeles Dodgers."
Isn't that weird that you're the only one who understood it? No, that says something.
Excellent memory, Dan.
Dan speaks ignorantese.
That says something. That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Closed only on Mondays, and gift cards are always a good idea. There was something Mike said. I can't think of it now. It'll come to me tomorrow. We're going to do a little business, take a little break, come back, say goodbye, and try to eliminate this show from any podcast.
Any historical record.
Like it never existed. Never existed. Gateway. Now you
start. No. Three people have snorted today.
I felt left out. Well, not now.
Tim went.
Three snorts today. This is a record. It's a three snort day. Gateway lock and security cameras. It happened again yesterday. I'm watching a newscast, and they're referring to some video, and they said police were unable to identify the bad guy because of the low quality of the video. People. Now, I realize wherever this was, they're not lucky enough to have gateway lock and security cameras. We are. So there's no excuse. If you have a business and you care at all about what's in that business or that warehouse or that restaurant or whatever it is, that office, why in the world wouldn't you have security cameras, really good security cameras? It's a tremendous preventative. You know, people think that dog barking or an alarm, that prevents stuff. I got news for you. They can shoot and kill your dog. They might be able to disable that alarm. They break in, grab you, and go, you hit that code right now, kill that alarm. This is a bad guy talking. But when they walk up and see gateway lock and security cameras, because you'll know immediately these are serious cameras, they'll probably walk away and go somewhere where they don't have that. So it's a great preventive, in addition to being, if for some reason somebody's dumb enough to go ahead with whatever they're going to do after they see the cameras, you got them. There'll be no, well, we couldn't tell anything about who it was. The quality was so low. These are ultra high definition cameras. They can even put in night vision cameras that can let you see whatever's going on or whoever is doing what up to 50 feet in total darkness. Night vision is an incredible thing. You got a business, you got a home, you got stuff, you got people you care about. You want to prevent theft or somebody being hurt? And certainly at least catch them if they decide to go ahead with it. Here's the answer. Gateway lock and security cameras. Don't forget they also do a lot of proximity card work. You're building a business or remodeling or maybe changing locations, you're going to probably want proximity cards, keyless entry. These are the people to do it. They do a lot of it. Gateway lock and security cameras. GatewayLockAndSecurity.com.
Oh, there's nothing better than getting a great shave. And I can tell you there's nothing better than getting a great shave and saving money. That's what I get with Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors story is a great one. Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting charged an arm and a leg for razor blades, started Harry's to fix shaving, and the results have been an outstanding product for less money. The Harry's trial set includes everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, convenient travel blade cover, and for those of you who are still on the fence, Harry's has a 100% quality guarantee. Harry's is so confident you'll love their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of this show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code INSIDESTL.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots, never leave.
Hey,
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Buying a home should be one of the most exciting times of your life. Don't let that experience go sideways by working with the wrong mortgage lender. Choosing the right lender is just as important as choosing the right house. At the Home Loan Expert Office, we will get you pre-approved the day you call in and walk you through the entire process to ensure a perfect closing. If you're even considering buying a home, get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Thank a police officer every chance you get. Thank you for joining us tomorrow. Scott Sherman joins us in the 4 o'clock hour. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dude.
All right, goodbye.